Well, it was announced last week that care home workers in England will have to get a COVID vaccine. And the government there is also considering whether the policy should be extended to all healthcare workers. Here, HSE managers have been told to risk assess staff who are not vaccinated against COVID-19 and to look at temporarily transferring them away from contact with patients. But can Irish employers insist that staff should get a vaccine? And what are the public expectations about dealing with frontline workers or workplace colleagues who are unvaccinated? Elaine Keogh has this report.
Well, this is the microbial bioprocessing facility in the School of Biotechnology.
Greg Foley is an associate professor in the School of Biotechnology in Dublin City University. He is also a double lung and kidney transplant recipient.
It's like a hurricane over.
Next semester, he expects to be back teaching, and speaking in his office on campus, he said he will be taking a sensible approach.
I won't be milling over into the canteen at 1 o'clock, even if it's open. And I won't be hanging around the corridors between lectures, that kind of thing. I'll be kind of here, but available for students. And I think that's as much as I can do.
If it was the case that the student body was vaccinated or nearly fully vaccinated, would that change things for you?
Well, I believe in science and I believe in vaccines. And, you know, if we had a situation where all students were vaccinated and all staff, and even if my vaccine wasn't particularly effective, I think it would be a safe environment. Otherwise, what's the point of having the vaccines in the first place? So, yeah, I'd feel quite safe. Now, that's not the... I mean, there's always a chance you're going to be just unlucky. So things like ventilation, which I know the university is looking at, is going to remain important, I think, for the foreseeable future.
Declan Raftery is Chief Operations Officer at DCU and says they are actively planning for the coming academic year. They are aware some people will not have been vaccinated, may not have full immunity, or will have compromised immunity. He says taking the vaccine is a personal decision.
In Ireland, it's a personal decision and it's personal medical information if an individual is vaccinated or not. We are not entitled to know that, whether it's a staff or a student. That's their personal decision. What we are doing is, as I said, maintaining protective measures to support the entire community, to try and minimise community transmission. But we also are not aware of what people have been vaccinated prior to COVID-19, for example. Have people got the BCG? Have they got the tetanus? Have they the MMR? That is something we're not aware of. And yet those illnesses are still in circulation at low levels. What is of interest, and we're watching very carefully internationally, is other countries and how they are dealing with COVID-19, especially countries that are ahead of us in the vaccination program. And you look at Israel, for example, where 80% plus of the population are now vaccinated. Their average number of daily cases is less than 20 since the end of May. So they have less than one case per 100,000 of their population, which gives us all great comfort and confidence, no matter what your vaccination state, that we will have safe campuses. We would obviously support vaccination. We support the science. This is the way out of this for all of us, but it is still a personal decision for individuals.
Tadhg Daly is Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland and says there has been a good uptake of the vaccine among both residents and staff. In relation to the UK move towards mandatory vaccinations for care home staff, he says that if it was introduced here, it should be across the health sector and not just nursing homes.
I suppose ultimately it's a matter for public health. I mean, what you have obviously is new staff coming in, and most new staff now, it would be in their contracts that they would take up the vaccine prior to employment. So ultimately, I suppose what we'd be saying is that given the threat of the virus and given the impact it has had on the nursing home sector and indeed the wider health service, that any moves to mandatory should be carefully considered. And that if it were to be introduced, it would be introduced right across the health service, not just for nursing homes.
Eddie Keane lectures in employment law in the University of Limerick.
In Italy, there it has been mandatory for healthcare workers to be vaccinated. Now, I cannot see the same instruction coming in Ireland, because in Ireland, under our written constitution, since the early 1960s, the Supreme Court recognised the right to bodily integrity, and that the vaccination may be imposing on that bodily integrity in a disproportionate manner. So I don't think an employer, particularly when the state is not requiring people to be, not requiring mandatory vaccination, an employer certainly cannot. Now, there is an issue about new recruits, and there has been some suggestions that when recruiting now, that it may be a requirement before the person starts the job that they be vaccinated in order to take up the post. I think if I was a recruiter at the moment, I would be extremely careful about going down that route.
In the Orange Room salon in Drogheda, Mary Murta has the door open, everyone is masked, and there is plenty of sanitizer. Mary has had the vaccine, but says a client has never asked about it.
I haven't even had a client ask on the phone or has called in to say, well, I'd like to know if your staff are vaccinated. I would think that would be a crazy thing to ask. So, I mean, I'm really happy to know that if the measures are kept in place, you know, in 1 year since the 6th of July that we opened last year, we've had no cases at all in the salon, and nor were we close contact, and we've done over 3,500 clients. So I think that speaks for itself. I think the vaccination is there to protect people, maybe underlying or the older people or the different strains that come. But as far as stopping them to having their hair done, I don't think there's a whole lot that's going to stop them getting their hair done. It's not going to be a vaccine.